The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
Nida Daf Ches. Bez Hashem, this is the last of the series on the beginning of the Masechta, dealing extensively with the Sveikois and the Chazokois of Nida, of Tumah, as it relates to Tumah V'tayru Bechlal, to Nida Befrat. We've been less focused on the how-to and the dynamics, halacha l'maisa, of the different aspects of Hilchas Nida, and more on the general concept of Sveikos and Chazokois. Here we're going to discuss in the last year one of the noisim that comes up in the context of the Tumah V'tayru sugi of Kshas Mitzioson, of Metaminon L'mafreya Me'es La'es, and less in the Halacha L'maisa, but there are important differences in practice legabe Hilchas Nida B'foil. This is the Halacha of, we have in the Mishnah, that Kol Isha She'esh Lo Ves Dayo Shaito. Even though we're mitama l'mafreya, b'shama, b'zul, v'chachomim, we're mitama when a isha sees dam, we're mitama tumas v'tayas kotshim trumas, and so on, that she was oisik in l'mafreya, the machlokes between the tanoim, is how far l'mafreya to be mitame, how much to use the chazoka, how much to be machmir, keneged the chazoka in meikara, and so on. But where a woman has a vest, where it's assumed, al pi hilchas vestois, that she established a pattern for herself that she's going to see l'moshel on, we'll make it for simplicity's sake, on Rosh Chodesh every month, the halacha is that if she sees dam, sheloi b'shas vesto, we're not mitama l'mafreya. There's a discussion in the Gemara, the way we just said it. If she sees dam, sheloi b'shas vesto, if she sees dam b'shas vesto. What's discussed in the Mishnah is a machlokes between the Chachom and Reb Doisa. The Gemara discusses that when the Isha sees Dam, Bishas Vesta, certainly the assumption is that she's seeing today because today is her time to see. She's assumed, Al Pi Hilchas Vestois, that her time to see is today. So who says she saw yesterday? Mechitesi. But let's say she saw. How much are we mitamal l'mafreya? The maskon of the Gemara is that we're talking about, the machlokes tanoi between Reb Doisa and the Chacham, is that we're talking about she was ro'asa sheloi b'shas vesta, meaning say she established for herself a pattern that she sees in Rosh Chodesh, she actually saw on Chof Tes. On that, the Chacham ha'metame me'es la'es, a reason being, because if she saw on Chof Tes, so then it's not part of her vest. If she saw on Rosh Chodesh, so then the assumption is that she didn't have dam yesterday. But if she saw Shaloi B'shas Vesta, there's no assumption. We're going against the assumption. If that's true, so then you have to be mitama l'mafreya. And still Reb Doisa says that also B'chiyai Gavna, where she saw Shaloi B'shas Vesta, we're not mitama l'mafreya. And the question is why? The Rajba explains in Teres Abayis. The Teres Abayis is the halacha say for the Rajba on Dinei Tumah V'Tayru, as well as all the Nyonim of Maseches Chulin and Hilchos Mikvois. And the Rajba explains in Teres Abayis that, let's be makdim. The Rajba says over there halacha, here's where it's negei halacha l'maisa. What we're discussing in Tamil Mafreya is negei Tumah V'Tayru. The Rajba over there says something that's very negei halacha l'maisa. Misulekas, we have four women that are misulekasin by us in the Mishnayis. Milberes, Menekes, Skeno, and a woman a young woman who never saw dam before, a young girl, a misulekes. The halacha is a misulekes, a real misulekes, not a woman that has a vest, but a woman who's not supposed to see dam at all. We'll take a milberes as a case in point. Milberes is not supposed to see dam. If a milberes has a ria of dam, means there's something wrong with the fetus, something wrong with the pregnancy, but it's something wrong. And the halacha is that a misulekes, a milberes that sees dam, is not metame l'mafreya. There is no tumme eis la'eis. The Rajba says, why? Because her ri'ah is not part of the regular pattern of women supposed to, a woman supposed to, supposedly, having a steady ri'ah's dam. She's not supposed to have ri'ah's dam. The same is true that since her ri'ah is not part of the regular oirach noshim, but it's a mikruhu, there's something wrong, it's something unusual, it's something charig, so the halach is that's not keveh vest. Umilberes sees dam on Rosh Chodesh, she's not keveh that 30 days later she has to be perish mibailo because of Anoina Bendis, because of the Yom HaChodesh. Why? Because her Re'iyah a month ago was something unusual, wasn't supposed to be. If it's not supposed to be, it doesn't establish any pattern built into her system. That's the Rashba. The Ra'ah is the Bar Plukta of the Rashba, most often in Teres HaBayis, and the Ra'ah over there argues in the Bedek HaBayis on the Rashba, and he says, no. Says when you have a misulekis, the pshat is not because there's something unusual. A woman sees dam, but the pshat is that a muberes doesn't have dam to see. Normally, the blood collects, the blood that comes out of the body when it's supposed to come out of the body is blood that collects as part of the regular cycle. A muberes doesn't have a cycle, so the blood doesn't collect. If the blood doesn't collect, there's no blood. She has a miud domim. If there's a miyud domim, there's nothing there to come out. That's why you're not metamel l'mafreya. But l'maisa, if she did see, that means that her body is telling us something. It's not totally mikra that you shouldn't be able to establish vest. It's just that there's not that much dam, so to assume that she had dam yesterday, she has very little dam. The dam she saw today was today. Mechtesi she saw yesterday. So the ra'ah differentiates l'gabia misulekes between the din of being metamel me'es la'es, vis-a-vis the din of establishing a vest. That's the sheet of the Ra'ah. The Rashba again compares the two, because the Rashba says the point is that a Re'iyah's dam of a Misulekes is something that's not supposed to happen. Something that's not supposed to happen doesn't establish pattern. We don't extrapolate from it anything l'mafreya. That's l'gabe a Misulekes mamish. But l'gabe a woman, well, we just said l'gabe a Mubez, but l'gabe a woman who has a vest. Again, we said she established for herself a vest. A kviyus that she sees dam on Rosh Chodesh. And now she has a riyas dam on Chof Tes, where it's not her regular time of the month to see. To say that her seeing dam, that her having a period, is a mikra, something wrong, is not true. There's nothing wrong with her having a period. It just happens to be it didn't go with the pattern. Very many women don't have a vest. There's nothing wrong with that. So yeah, even if you have a woman who has a steady vest, and she saw Shaloi Bishas Vesta, there's something wrong with that? So the Rashba is going to have a problem how to explain why over there wouldn't happen tam meleis leis. So the Ra'ah explains over there l'shitosoi that the reason why a misulekes domim is not metame me'es leis, is not metame l'mafreya, is because there's a miyud domim. If there's a miyud domim, then or as well, a woman who has a vest, we assume that the buildup of dam, which then comes out when it gathers up, is on Rosh Chodesh, because that's when her established vest is. On Choftes, she still has a miud domim, and Memela, then, if she sees dam on Choftes, we will not extrapolate l'mafreya tomo, we will not be mitama her me'es leis. Again, that's good according to the Ra'ah. According to the Rashba, we have a problem, because if the Rashba explains that the reason why a misulekes is not metame l'mafreya is because there's something wrong with her body. Her body's not acting like a regular woman's body. A regular muberes doesn't have dam to come out, and this woman did. Over here, there's something medically wrong. Masha'en Kane, when a woman sees Shalei B'Shaz Vest, there's nothing medically wrong with her. She just broke her pattern. She's unpredictable. There's nothing wrong with that. So the Rashba over there in Mishmeres, the Mishmeres are the answer, the rebuttals of the Rashba in the Mishmeres of Ayis against the Ra'oz, Hasogas in the Bedek HaBayis, the Rashba says that the Pshat in Ra'ah of B'Shaz Vest is something else. It's really the Lashon of Rashi in the beginning of Masechet Daveis. Rashi says that the reason why a woman who has a vest is not metame l'mafreya is because the vest is strong enough to say Vaday Oreach B'Zman Abo. A woman has dam. A woman is supposed to see dam. It's part of her system. It's part of the natural course of events. She's supposed to have a Riyas Dam. When is that Riyas Dam supposed to happen? Any time. So a woman has dam today. Maybe there was Tumah d'Ilah Mafreya. That's the basis of the discussion over here, being with Tumah d'Ilah Mafreya. A woman who has a vest, when she sees the dam, if it's B'Shaz Vesto, Vadai, Oireach Bizmanabo. That's what Rashi says in that base. Now, that's very good. So the Rashba says that's true legabe a woman b'shas vesta. That's why we're not metamel l'mafreya. Masha'enkin, if you're talking about shaloi b'shas vesta, the woman who was supposed to see on Rosh Chodesh and she saw on Chof Tes, over there, there's no machlekes. Over there for sure is metamel l'mafreya. Why? There's absolutely no reason why you shouldn't be metamel. If you always say that a woman who sees dam today, you have to assume that she had dam, we have to be choshish, that she saw dam yesterday. So a woman that sees sholei b'shas vesta, if she saw on chavtes, why would you assume that she didn't see chavtes? If you say the pshat is because she has a miud domim, and a miud domim says what you're seeing today is the minimal, she's not supposed to have dam, like the Rosh says, so then mechitesi that she had dam chavtes. She's out of her cycle. Out of her kviyus vest of Rosh Chodesh, she's not supposed to have dam. If she has dam, it's supposed to be a little bit. If she had a little bit on chavtes, no, you can't assume she had on chavtes. But if the point is because there's a kviyus, there's a chazoka, so to speak, that she sees on Rosh Chodesh, that's only true if she saw Rosh Chodesh, then you have a chazoka, she didn't see on chavtes. But if she saw on chavtes, she saw not like her chazoka, so what's to say she didn't see on chavtes? So what will come out is that according to the Rajba, you'll be metamed lemafreya. If she saw shalei b'shas vesta l'kuli amar, nobody argues with that. And according to the Ra'ah, that the point is miut damim yesh lo, over there there's still a mokoim to be mizvakeach. The Tanoim still have a makloikis on shalei b'shas vesta. Again, that's the cheshbonis then again to Tumah v'Taira. Like we said, we started that the Rajba and the Ra'ah, the natural progression of their back and forth, will be whether a woman who's a mubes, and this is a serious shayla, a woman who body is not functioning normally during a pregnancy, and she has a ri'as dam. She had a ri'as dam. Sometimes it means there's fetal distress, when one has to run right away to the doctor, or at least the woman has to put her feet up and rest. Something's wrong. Is the husband going to be punished from her 30 days later? That's a machlokes the Rajba and the Ra'ah. Let's take this a step further in halacha l'maisa. The way we just said, it comes out of l'fi the Ra'ah, a woman who has a vest to see on Rosh Chodesh is considered that she has a miut damim, like a misulekes, like a muberes, has very little blood to come out. If she sees dam, it's considered that there's little blood. A woman who has a vest as well, if she has a kvius that she's going to see on Rosh Chodesh, legabe choftes, if she sees on choftes, we assume she has a minimal amount of dam. She's not supposed to have dam a choftes, and well, there's no reason to extrapolate that there was dam a choftes. According to the Rajba, we have no source for this whatsoever. According to the Rajba, the only reason why a woman, when she has a vest on Rosh Chodesh, we're not metamel mafreya, is only because we have a chazoka, hilchas vestas, three times established she's going to see on Rosh Chodesh. But let's say she's on chavtes, there's no reason to assume she's not going to see on chavtes. A woman that has a vest on Rosh Chodesh is not considered a woman with miut damim, is no different than a regular woman legabi chavtes. Legabi Rosh Chodesh, we assume that the ri'il was then. But legabi chavtes, she's a regular woman. According to Raj, we have no makor in our whole discussion with Chacham Reb Doisa that a woman who has a kviyus vest on Rosh Chodesh is different legabi chavtes. Let's take this a step further. Taisus and the Samach Amid Beis, it's Hashem, we'll learn in a few months, legabi ksomim. Ksomim, the halacha is that a woman who doesn't have a hargosha is not metame deiraisa. She finds dam al bigdeo, that is halacha v'kesem. The halacha v'kesem is that since it's only metame derabonon, wherever we can be toila, lekula, we are, and that's the halacha of pachs. We can agree, and so on. We'll learn in Mitzvah Hashem the sugis of ksomim. She has a cheskes taira. One of the discussions over there is you have a few women that used, a few women that were lying on the same sheet, sitting on the same dover hamakabel tumo, or a few women that used the same house coat or something. And the question is, there was dam on the beggar, there was dam on the sheet. The question is, in who to be toiled the dam? Each woman has a right to be mitire herself by being toiled in somebody else. And every woman has a right to say they came from a different woman. What happens if one of those women was a woman who's not olul? She's not supposed to see dam. You can't be toiling her if she's not supposed to see dam. So you have, let's say, two women that were sitting b'mito echod. There was dam found. Rochel could be toiling in Leah to be mitire herself. She could say, it didn't come from me. I could be toiling l'kula. Leah quite possibly can't be toiling Rochel if Rochel is misulekes domim. And over there, the discussion is, who's a misulekes domim? Umu beres, a menekes, a skena. Okay, what about a woman who has a vest and it's shaloi b'shas vesta? Is she considered a misulekes domim? And over there, the Tosfos says over there that a woman who has a vest is considered misulekes shaloi b'shas vesta. What we just said is that is mukhrach according to the Ra'ah, according to the Rajba. There's no source for that. The Ramban as well, Daftas Vova Mer Aleph, asked on Rashi, in a different discussion, Legabe Oyne Beninis, that every vest Every re'iyah is dam. You always have to be choshesh as a din of a kriyus vest, even without three times. An oina ben is 30 days later, because that's the usual oireach bizmanabo. The dam is supposed to come the cycle, usually on a, is a mamutza, is a standard 30 days. And melo, every woman has a vest, like gabi 30 days later. Ramban over there in his discussion, Daf Tezvav, asks on Rashi that what about a woman who has a vest? Is she choshesh lo oina benis? The halacha is that a woman who is a muberis is not choshesh for oina benis. A muberis, a menekes, is not choshesh for oina benis. A menekes, by the way, bizman hazeh is different. That's a separate discussion. That bizman hazeh, the tivim on the shtam, even nursing women will see blood. But a muberis, let's say for simplicity's sake, does not have to be choshesh 30 days later for oina benis. What about a woman who has a vest and she saw shaloibish has vesta? She has a kviyus to see on Rosh Chodesh, she saw on Chof Tes. Does she have to be choshesh the next month on Chof Tes? 30 days later for Oina Beninis? The Ramban asks on Rashi that a woman who has a vest, Shaloibish has vest, is a Mesulekes. Mesulekes doesn't have to be choshesh for vestos. Clearly the Ramban is going with the opinion of the Ra, which makes sense. The Ra is the Talmud Muvik of the Ramban. Rashi clearly is going with the opinion of the Rajma. That there is no din, there is no status of Mesulekes on a woman who has a vest, Shaloibish has vesta. The only reason why we're not Metamala Mafreya by a woman who has a vest is only when it's a Dovah Charig. Or it's only because Oirech Bismanabo, there's a Chazok, it's going to come today, but Shaloibish has vesta? She's a regular woman. Now, what's interesting is that the Ramban and the Ran over there, Daf Tezvav, are moisiv that this is true even according to Mandama Vestas de Rabbanon. There's a wide-ranging discussion. We're not learning Vestas right now, but Amir Tashem, the Dafim, to come, this theme will be developed. Whether a husband has to be Perish Mi Ishtoi, certainly Halachi has to be Perish Mi Ishtoi, Samach Levesta. What happens if a woman went through the time that she established as a vest? Does she have to assume the raisa that she sees dam and she's considered tome unless she was biting and she saw she didn't see dam? Or no, there's halacha, the husband has to be perish misafik, but that's vestas derabonon, but there's no reason to give her a status that she's tome until proven otherwise. Discussion, vestas deraisa, vestas derabonon, the Rishonim point out that this, that a woman has a kviyus vest on Rosh Chodesh, that she's considered a misulekes legabe shaloibish as vesta, is even according to Manda Oma, vesta is the Rabbanon. Which is a discussion on different fronts, that even if you hold vesta is the Rabbanon, there are certain ramifications of vesta is the Raisa. There are certain ramifications of vesta which are certainly the Raisa. Rambam would seem to indicate that even if Vestas, the Rambam Paskin's Vestas, the Rabbanon, still, he holds that if the husband is Baal Ishtoi and she's Pierce Nido, he's considered to have been Baal Leo with negligence, with Pshis, Chayva Karban, which would only L'chore be a Vestas deraisa. Reb Chaim talks about it, Reb Chaim Brisket talks about it in his Sefer. This is a Sidre Tyre that talks about making a Tlio. A woman is Ros, another major noise that comes up in the Dafim. To be Emir Tzashem is a Ros or Machmas Tashmish. What happens if she has a vest? Could you be totally in a vest? How much could you use the assumption of her vest, even if you pass Vestas there are on a deraisa level to do away with other problems? That's not our discussion. In summary, what we have in front of us is a major wide-ranging machlokes between the Ro and the Rajba. It seems that the Ramban and the Ran would go with the Shita of the Ra'a. The Rashi that the Ramban and Daf Tezvav is asking on probably would be consistent with the opinion of the Rajma. And the Machlokes is how to view, in essence, a Isha that has a vest on Rosh Chodesh biyachas to her status as what her seeing dam Shaloi Bishas Vesta tells us. Is the Shaloi Bishas Vesta consistent with the idea of a Mesulekes Domim? Is the idea of a Mesulekes Domim because for her, Re'iyas Dam is something that she's not supposed to have? A woman who's a Mu'beris or a Menek is not supposed to have a Re'iyas Dam. A woman who's a regular woman, whose body is supposed to have a cycle, just the cycle is clocked in, has a vest on a certain day, is certainly not, her re'iyah is not something unusual. It just happens to be that it could be that the re'iyah is a re'iyah of miut domim. It's a re'iyah where a woman not considered that her body has the buildup of the full amount of dam. that might make a difference between Me'es La'es. We discussed Nafkaminis, Legabi an Isha who has a vest, if Shaloi Bisha has vesto, she has a din of Misulekas Legabi Oine Benis, or Machalek Sushem Daftesvov, as well as the Machalek, the original Machalek that we discussed, the Rajm and the Ra, what would you say Legabi a Shaloi Bisha has vesto? Shaloi Bisha has vesto, the question is between the Rajm and the Ra, whether that would have a din of Misulekas Legabi not being with Tamil Mafreya. And the question is whether we could extrapolate from that, that's the Machlek Salach El Maisa, how to view the Re'iyah's Dam of Misulekas Legabi Kvius Vest, which is what we discussed. Again, the Dinim of Vestois and the Dinim of Misulekas are to be discussed in the Daf Mabo. This is what was Negea to this Nakuda of Chazokos of the Sugis of Tumah Me'es La'es.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.